Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Maverick Concerts is celebrating its 99th Summer of Music in the Woods. This season will celebrate the anniversary of the birth of Richard Strauss, the last romantic, with an exploration of his chamber music and of the rich trove of Central European music at the dawn of the 20th century. They will also renew their commitment to American music with new and recent repertoire, from the cutting-edge work of young composers to America's master of the string quartet, Elliot Carter. Alexander Platt is music director of Maverick. He joins us now to tell us more. Alexander, welcome back to the roundtable.
It's great to be back.
And we also welcome from the communications department. From the Department of Communications?
Do we have a... From the Maverick Department of Communications.
What is your official title?
I'm Administrator and PR Director.
All right.
My name is Mary Fairchild.
And that's what I was just going to get to. Mary Fairchild of the... It's very nice to speak to you.
Thank you very much for being here.
Yes.
Communications Department.
From the Communications Department.
The Communications Pool at the Maverick Concert.
Right, but I don't do windows.
So. No, just pools. How's it going?
It's great. We've had two fabulous weekends at our rustic yet fabulous setting in the woods just outside of Woodstock, New York, as everyone knows. And as you, I thank you for mentioning, this is indeed our 99th season.
Gasp.
We had a knockout weekend with our first Sunday afternoon with the Shanghai Quartet to a totally full house. This past Sunday, we had another full house for the glamorous young Calder Quartet from Los Angeles. We had the first of our great Saturday night programs with Ben Verdery playing everything from, on his brilliant classical guitar, everything from a J.S. Bach suite to Jimi Hendrix Purple Haze. I mean, is that Woodstock or what? So we have this upcoming, this weekend, another weekend in our quintessential Maverick House style. We have one of our wonderful young people's concerts at 11 a.m., Kim and Reggie Harris, folk musicians and storytellers. That's at 11. Wonderful, quintessentially Woodstock concert for young people. And yes, I'm on the verge of sneezing, which is why I sound a little verklempt. But just so you're warned. Then at 6:30.
But I didn't shake your hand.
Yes, likewise.
didn't know you had a cold.
But then at 6:30 o'clock on Saturday, we have another one of our burgeoning series of eclectic Saturday night concerts. Lara Downs, fabulous, beautiful young woman at the piano, who I got to know through one of my orchestral journeys as a conductor out west. Lara is spending this year going all over North America, basically channeling Billie Holiday. Now, what she's done is working with that great arranger, Jed Disler. She has a whole evening of solo piano renditions of the greatest of the Billie Holiday songs. And she does these in these florid jazz piano,
right,
you know, kind of Errol Garner-ish kind of renditions. It's really, really fabulous. And what she does, because the reason she's doing this is because, you know, 1915 was the year Billie was born. So for this kind of upcoming centenary, she's also occasionally inserting great classical piano works that were written mostly in Paris at the time of Billie's birth. So we have some beautiful little nuggets of composers like Debussy and Fauré and Prokofiev. But that's kind of, those are kind of just interjections on the road to just a, these beautiful, beautiful recitations of Billie Holiday songs and her elegant kind of jazz classical piano. So that's going to be a really fabulous Saturday night concert, 6:30. And in a new adventure for the Maverick, which started last Saturday night, one of the great new Woodstock culinary institutions, the Yum Yum Food Truck. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know.
Yum Yum Food Truck.
Hey, yeah, to know it is to love it.
Yum Yum?
It is, and it is Yum Yum. Vietnamese, basically, in nature. I don't have to tell you all about the explosive growth of food truck culture in Hudson Valley. And Yum Yum is certainly one of the best of them. And all summer long at the Maverick, the Yum Yum Food Truck is going to be in residence, as it were, at the Maverick on Saturday nights.
One of those things that wasn't there 99 years ago.
That was not there 99 years
but
ago.
It wasn't there
was
even
a lot
year
of,
ago.
You know, there was free love and cross-dressing and all manner of things, but they didn't have the Yum Yum Food Truck. So that's going to be every Saturday night. And then this coming Sunday afternoon, in the spirit of the observance of the big anniversary for Richard Strauss, who, you know, as a chamber music composer per se, was not one of the great chamber music composers, but he was, as we all know, one of the towering figures of 20th century music and also 20th century cultural history, because Strauss, for me, is so fascinating, eternally fascinating, because of his symbolizing the role. I mean, it's kind of apropos of your previous interview, the role of the life of the artist in society. And for Strauss, that was about staying in Germany through the 1920s, through the 1930s, the Nazi regime, playing his cards very deftly because his beloved daughter-in-law, Alice, was Jewish, and having this kind of game with the local Gauleiter in his very charming upscale village just outside of Munich, about where Alice's file somehow always stayed at the bottom of the inbox.
Right.
I mean, the way he kind of played the game and yet didn't play the game, and it was always, because he was such a genius and was so sure of himself, kind of like the way Mozart was always just had this very healthy kind of arrogance because he was such a total genius. You know, he was always kind of annoying the Nazi authorities and then would have to curry their favor. And some people feel that Strauss was just a downright coward. Like, why didn't he leave Germany like so many other great artists and writers and musicians and actors of the time, whether they were Jewish or not? He didn't. He stayed. And then, of course, he, at the end of the war, he rather painfully rehabilitated himself and then, you know, died the grand old man of German music in 1949. So the way his role as the artist in society is eternally fascinating. So what we're doing is doing programs around his persona and the music he wrote. So there's one piece on Sunday afternoon's program, a charming little very early scherzo for string quartet, but then we're going to surround it with music of the man whose music, well, his idol, Mozart, one of the great immortal piano quartets of Mozart. I mean, to hear them is to love them. We haven't done them at the Maverick in like a decade. And then one of the works of the composers who was really rebelling against Richard Strauss, a man named Erwin Schulhoff, who did eventually die in a Nazi concentration camp. He was one of the great musical kind of bad boys of the Weimar Republic and then fell afoul of the Nazis, could not get out of Germany, and met a tragic death in one of the concentration camps. His five pieces for string quartet will be on the program. And then to finish, we have this amazing work, this unique work from the interwar years of Austria and Germany, a great composer named Franz Schmidt, who was Gustav Mahler's solo cellist in the Vienna State Opera, although they then called it, of course, the Vienna Court Opera. Good friend of Mahler, not as famous as Mahler, but a great chamber music composer in his own right. This is, again, one of the great neglected gems of the early 20th century. It's his quintet for piano, left hand, and strings. And why left hand? Because he wrote it for the great Austrian pianist Paul Wittgenstein, the brother of the great philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, who, like a lot of Austrian Jewish families, was a diehard nationalistic member of the military establishment. He was a cavalry officer in World War I, lost his right arm, and because he came from a very wealthy family, he commissioned the greatest composers of the era to write works for piano left hand. And this is one of them. So.
All right. So
is that too much for you? Or
well, that was an answer to one question. Yeah, now I have the entire communications department over here, and I only have a minute, but, and I have to ask her
but
something.
I do want to say that the artist on Sunday afternoon will be the glamorous, our good friend of the Maverick, Frederick Chu at the piano, and the equally glamorous young Enso Quartet. So I say this because this is a typical weekend of the Maverick concerts.
Right. No, I know. It was lovely. It was a soliloquy, even. Mary, what would you like to tell us?
I'd like to tell you about the Chamber Orchestra concert, which is coming up. Not until August. We have a little time before.
That's
so
fine.
You have time to get ready.
23rd August.
23rd of August. And it's focusing on
Spain
and Spanish music. And we'll be doing, you can pronounce this better than I can. This is the Corregidor y el Morenara.
Yeah, what we're doing is another upcoming centenary is that during the First World War, Manuel de Falla, the Mozart of Spanish music, really kind of got into his element with writing these great ballet scores. And we're doing the original version of the Three-Cornered Hat, very popular work of classical, splashy symphonic repertoire, but almost nobody knows that it was originally written for performance basically in someone's living room. So we're collaborating with Maria Todaro of the Fonicia International Festival of the Voice.
Yeah, and I love them.
And it's going to be a really fabulous evening exploring Spain in the early 20th century.
Anything else, Mary? You may not get another chance. I just want you to know.
Young people's concerts. We have children's concerts Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock. We have a coming up this weekend is Kim and Reggie Harris. And next weekend is the wonderful Elizabeth Mitchell, who always packs the house.
Always a
so
sellout.
Get there early.
Yes, indeed.
And we have a couple more. There are actually five of them. Mark Black, the folk singer, is going to be here in August. And then Peter and the Wolf also.
Oh, I love Peter.
Which I'm going to narrate because I love to talk.
Yes, you do.
Well, feel free to come. You feel free to come back and just do Peter and the Wolf.
Can I do that as a dramatic recitation on WMHD?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do with WMHD.
And now.
But good luck with that. It's a different entity. Mary, you feel free to come back.
Well, thank you.
And we'll let you talk and everything. all right. This Saturday, Maverick will host a young people's concert with Kim and Reggie Harris at 11 a.m., a jazz at the Maverick concert with jazz pianist Laura Downs at 6:30. To learn more about all of the concerts, all of the season, the 99th season, visit maverickconcerts.org. Alexander and Mary, thank you so much for being here and have a glorious 99th season.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.